Okay, let's begin. I want to speak on one thing, which is it's bringing us things. It has different. The noise has different realms of expressing itself. Yeah. But the noise is that you are able to be mechanech or able to be mashpia on children or on talmidim, and you are losing out the main point, and you are matzliach. Yeah. Over here in the land, it is, according to my opinion, it is very much that today in the Haredi Sodig society, the people are very much educating on mediocrity, not on growth at all. They are educating on mediocrity, lekatchile, and they are matzliach. That's a problem. Huh? The problem is that they are matzliach. The problem is that they wouldn't be matzliach, bakasha, but they are matzliach. Because they are having good. I don't want to say who is mediocre or not, you know, this is not my opinion now. But they are matzliach. It's good. They are yeshivas which are in a declared way. They go like this when you have orchestra, or you have chadera or things like that. No, don't think alone, don't do anything alone. You go according to the main point, you should stick charedi, and you should be charedi, and that's what it is. And no risk, and you should be riskless and mediocre. Yep. Because when you go for greatness, the danger. So, but you're matzliach. In Chutz Laaretz, out of a certain inyan, which is not our inyan to discuss that now, I was aiming on that in Chutz Laaretz is another issue, which is a similar one. I don't want to address that now. A similar one, it is that that in Chutz Laaretz you are able to arrange the education or the life of a person with the means you have, his money, his camps, private rabbis, paying for and things like this, but you are losing out of the growth of the etzem personality. You don't reach the personality. You reach the environment, you don't reach the personality. A lot of Americans have that problem. And the problem is that this thing is matzliach. Yes. You have good balabatim, creative latera, Madison Square Garden will be full. In the end of the smachzer of the Stefan, believe me, it will be full till the last place. It will be very impressive, and people will have finished shas. I don't know how, but they will have finished shas. And it is matzliach, and they have three or four or five shiur dafayomi in the area where they're living. Eh? No problem, and it's great. It's unbelievable. But they have no connection to Yiddishkeit. Huh? No connection. They're not connected in that way, in the right way. Yeah? So, their personalities are not touched. They are not touched. The connection to the Beroilom or the things is not spoken about. But you're Matzliach. It is Hatzloche. It's a very awkward thing in the modern times that once wasn't like this. That's why the old yeshivas, they had these big holes. These big rats and ugly things went out, like Trotsky and Bialik and Peretz Smolensky and all these people which were dangerous and hated Haredi. They came out of these holes of the system, you know. Today the system has not such holes. Such holes are not there. It's matzliach, but it's mediocre. It's matzliach, it's impersonal. It's matzliach. So this I don't want. I do not want. It's a risk. Not always when you are going deeper and you try to touch a person, it is a thing which is not, there's no foolproof thing. The chitzonius and the shallow things, they are foolproof. They are. That's what it's masliach. They are foolproof. And you go for that. But I think this is in our case now. What we want to speak about is our Indian, not the American. Perhaps we'll speak about some American, but this is a thing wants to deal with it, but I don't know whether that's the right forum. I don't know whether there is any forum which will be receptive for that, because what I would have to do is go to America and make such a VAD, you know, create such a VAD, but the Stadtfuss would be zero, you know, most probably, because it is Matzliach. I can live further on with my life and being halfway through in and halfway through not connected altogether, and it's Matzliach, so what do you want from me? Yeah? No one will be Mishtatev. Over here too, when I go, I'd say, you have to think about godless. People will look at me and say, why? So I will tell them, because yeshiva is built about that. Yeshivas are built. Otherwise, this is the etzem. Not going according to the Maseiras, but the yeshiva is an institution which will produce this autumn bottle. That's what the yeshiva is about. That's why you have a yeshiva. Yeshiva is a failing institution. And only one is Yeritze. That means the Gemara says it's an institution which fails. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. But so why do you make such an institution which has only one in thousand? Which I don't know. One in thousand is less than one in thousand. I think even Beria is bottled when you learn the Yordelia. So less than one in thousand is nothing. But you have only one in thousand, which is Matzliach, so it's like a failing institution. Yeshiva, but it's not a failing institution, but it produces that one. Because the institution produces that one. It's not that it produces only one and all the others are failing, because there are 100 going into further, and then 10 are going further, and the only one is going till the end. So they are producing only always a tenth. But in the end, the one which really we want is only one out of thousands. It's a real failure. I think no modern higher educational institution will be opened more than 1 year when from 1,000 medical students only one doctor comes out, you know? Then you will say, okay, we'll close the university. That means there may be 100 nurses and 10 stagiaires and only one doctor. So then you'll close the institution. But we keep that open because that's what we want. And it is a risk. It's a risky business, anything which is Masiyah, only one in thousand, but that's what yeshiva is about. And according to my opinion, today, yeshivas are about to lose that thing, and then the reason for existence is gone. But for the IT, the reason for existence of a yeshiva is gone. Then, okay, then you can have a organ hatzalah for the Haredi people, they shouldn't fry out. So call that like this, you don't call that a yeshiva, call it whatever you want, but it's not a yeshiva. When you don't have an agenda, lekatchila, to create that autumn goal. So what does it mean, godless? Now, this is very much nageya to your own children when they are growing up. Because godless means always that you are gadel. So, now, look at the mistake we make. What we think what godless is that, or let's say like this, godless always, according to the truth, yeah, the emes, godless has always something to do with that the seichel is shoylet. That's always a question of godless. A cotton, his hargoshes out. Let's say a cotton and a godel, you know. Not that the autumn godel, but a cotton and a godel. When a young child is small and a bigger one, what the child is bigger, his das or his seichel is more shoylet. Now, when I tell you this sentence, only this sentence, the seichel is shoylet, immediately, in your mind, there is a tzio which is not going out of the katnas. It means, sheichel yisheilet means that you are doing what you're obligated to do and you don't give in to your temptations. That is the tzio by you when you say the sheichel yisheilet. That's right. You say the sheichel yisheilet is that you know that you have to go to daven with a minion, but you want to sleep in your bed. And with the seichel yisheilet, that is, you are going to daven with a minion, and you will not sleep further on in your bed. Seichel yisheilet. So I hold this is a distortion of the concept. This is not the concept of seichel yisheilet. No. The concept of seichel yisheilet is something else. Yeah? The concept of seichel yisheilet is that you have your actions nitfas in a certain context, and you are doing them in a certain context which the seichel dictates. The seichel gives a mahalach. Yeah? The seichel takes the reality you have and put it into another picture, into another mahalach. That what is the seichel shena. That what godless is. Godless always is taking the existing reality and puts that in a slightly different frame. Then the seichel is shaded. I do my things in another frame. For example, when I go and there's a certain place of godless, that you are saying Birchas Hanenin. When you say Birchas Hanenin, that is not only fulfilling a dictation of the Beroilom, it is that you are putting your whole food and your whole Taibas Achille and your whole endeavor of having Hanoah from Olam Hazeh into a other realm of Hakoras Hatoiv to the Beroilom. This is another realm. It's not only that you have to do it and then you think, so what's the Teuchen of the Broche? The Teuchen of the Broche is Hakoras Hatoiv. It is not true. The godless means the context of my Maise is Hakoras Hatoiv. The context. And when you think once in a while, what is the context of your Maise? The concept of your maisim is, a lot of times, has nothing to do with your seichel, has only to do with your taivis, or your midas, or your having another midah, another taiva, which is stronger than this one. That's normally what's going on when you are even doing a thing the right way. Normally, or a lot of times, when you do the thing the right way, it's posited that you are doing it the right way because it's much more inconvenient to do it the wrong way in that environment. Yeah? So maybe you do it the right way better. But it's not because there is a context, a different context. It's like when I'm invited by you, I told once about this, drinking the soup, no? I once told the Mashgiach in a tzio on what does it mean that the taiva is shaved. And let's say, okay, I come to you at home as a visit, right? And you invite me, and then you tell your voice of children, they are old enough that to say that my the man which I go to the Sunday morning is coming for a visit, we are making time, and then I come to your home and they seem to serve a soup and the children sit there and then everyone eats and I take my two hands next to the plate and I put my face into the soup and I'm like this, you know. So I think that would be the last time you would invite me and you'll be so embarrassed and you say to your children and that's it, you know, and then you couldn't come anymore Sunday morning. That's the end. So no, I won't do that. Even I very much want to do that because the soup is so great, your wife did, so I want really to take my head straight into, but I won't do it. So what do I do? I will know, I also read the books that, you know, you have to lift up the food to you and you don't have to put your head down into the food. I know that. So I will be making that very nicely. I'll take the spoon and lift it up to my mouth. And in the last second, because before I put it in, I'll make this one movement with my head. You know, I put that quickly in. So this one little movement of the spoon into my mouth is the very same thing as putting my hands next to the plate and putting the head right into it. But it looks nicer. Yeah, it looks nicer because you will not see that so much and you can have a teretz because you don't want it to fall on your nice tie. That's the worst, you know. That's the achzorius. I don't know, why can't you have a tie on the side? I think it would be much better, you know. Then, we had once in a while, perhaps you'll make a new boda, you know, because you have a nice tie on the side and then you can eat with your tie and not always the tie gets all these stains. Okay, so but that's what it is. You don't want to have a stain on the tie. That you make it quickly. That's what you say. It's not true. It is because the context of your food is taivas achile. The same way as when you put your head straight into the bowl. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Only it is much more sophisticated. I told that to Mashgiach. The Mashgiach was thrilled about the tzio. You know that this is the same thing. This tnu is the same thing because it's the same. Context. The context has nothing to do with Hakoras Hatoiv. It has only to do with my covered in front of you. I don't want to be embarrassed. And the Taivas Achilles, so I have now two contexts, which are both small, as small as they only can be, you know? Covered in front of the other, and if there's no seichel there, there's no das, there's no godless, I'm not the autumn godel, I'm autumn cotton admoid, guided from my, the context which is created, where I do my maisim, is absolutely guided from my taivis, and that's it. And now when you are a samlin, when you educate your children, in the age of 8, 9, I don't know when, you begin to educate on that. You want to have them being a little bit bigger. To understand there's another context here. The context of a maisim is not only, it is a Ribbono Shel Olam. I asked my brother, my son, Yitzchok, I asked him, you know, today there's a big thing in the secular community going on, which is called bullying, because of Facebook and things like this. People, children commit suicide because of that. You know? You do one. So I asked him whether bullying was also an issue by him in the cheder. So he looked at me and he said, you know, Abba, yes, we had, you know, we had once in a while a black sheep by us in the cheder where we were all against him and we put him down. But then after a month or so, the Rebbe got wind of that, you know, he understood that, or he got the message that there's something wrong, and then he gave a fiery musad rosha, and we were all chayzer b'tshuva, and everyone had really chavot that he did it, and we went off that guy, and he was back to normal, and then after half a month, another one was the black sheep, and the turn was on the other. So for sure, the midas are there, but this is the education. The education is that the Rebbe puts that into our other context. He says, no, זה לא שאלה אם אתה יותר חזק או לא. זה שאלה שאתה עובר עבירה חמורה. It's also, you know, all these isurim and all these avirus chamuras, they are בעצם creating another context. It's not the context of you feeling great going to the other. It's not that you feel bad or you feel great or whatever it is. It's that the other context in that room, you're mature reason, you know. That's what you try to educate your children always. That they put their things into another context. Yeah? That's what is godless. Godless means that you take your das, you take your seichel, and you are able to put your midas, and you put your kriches into another context altogether. That now, when I am approaching Olam Hazeh, or when I am approaching Tfileh, or when I'm approaching anything, the context is there. To our amazement, for example, in Tfileh, the context isn't there. Yeah? I give you a dogma that in tefillah the context is lacking. Yeah? Look, I am davening. It's always like this. The cutness, shenke dugmosu, it's cutness and dangerous. It's absurd. Let's say I have a possibility to go to Obama. Yeah, so and I speak with him, or I may speak with him about the chavis, whatever. But only I may speak, but you know that I shouldn't be so alone, and so left alone, I'm feeling very bad. I'm able to take someone with me in order to pop me up, you know, so I'll take you with me. And you come with me to Obama, and I go in the White House, and I speak with him. I speak with my speech, nice speech, huh? And then I speak, and I discuss the things with him, and after that, I go, and I go out. Finish that, you know, answer question very nice, and you see me, we go out both, we are on the way out from the White House, I turn to you and say, did you see my gesture there with my hand? I worked on that in front of the mirror a long time, you know, and you did this sentence there, you recognize the sentence I said, that sentence I modeled, you know, for more than 2 hours, I played around with it, it all should be so perfect. What you say, how was I? And I would tell you like this, a thing like this, I would be insane. I would be a meshuganer. When I am normal, I walk out with you from the White House, and we'll discuss whether he will hear, or lemechtze, or he'll do something, what will he do, or whatever it is. Yeah? That's what we will discuss. Normally, or when I'm an old person, that's what I'll do. Okay. I'm davening now in front of the Bereuler. Yeah? And I have the possibility to ask something. When I'm already a Ben Aliyah, and someone which is really great and really work on himself, the maximum I can expect from a Ben Torah is that he asks himself whether the Moedim he did the right way. You know? Whether he was Mechaven in the Sheamus, or whether these three steps, you know these people? Whether they, you know, when he made like this, you know? And then when there is someone waiting there and he has to push him away because he's not his closer, or you are having these Israeli crazy Safsalim, which are Barzelim coming out, and then you can't do it really. And then you make like this. But you do it in the right way, and you are having all the kavonas, and you put your feet the way it says in the Mishnah Berurah, and you feel great. And it doesn't cross your mind even once whether the Bora Olam was listening to you. That doesn't cross your mind. Not once. Just anymore. Not once. Throughout the whole tefillah. Not once you are thinking, he has to listen to me. No. It's only a question whether I say the tefillah right. I said the Sheamus, and just Muhammad first broch, you know, these people which after by the Chazor Sashat, they have to be Moidiyah Barabim, that they learned the Rabchai, you know. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Velokei, I would say, that's why I say the word, Mogein Avrom. Tagili, ata medaber im mishu. Insane. It's a whole question only. Did I do it in the right way? But whether someone is listening or not listening, that is the most uninteresting thing. So where do I see that? I see it in Rashi. Rashi says, Iyun Tfilah is also. What is also Iyun Tfilah? That you shouldn't think that the Borei Olam was listening to your Tfilah because you said it so nicely. But it says in Rashi that the heftze of the normal thought is you think about whether the Borei Olam was listening to your tefillah. Only it's forbidden to make that dependent on your nice kavone. But you have to think whether he was mekabel your tefillah or not. That's the normal thought you have after a tefillah. Yeah? Only you may not make that depending on your good kavone. But that's a normal thought. And by us, this thought is gone. We are caught in our katnis. And the katnis is a big work. You're medaktik b'halocha, and you're medaktik b'kavona, and you work yourself your head off in order that you should be mechavan all the shemus, and all the yudches chulias by your moedim should really. I don't know how that to do that. If it's spakiging chol chulias, I don't know. I have to ask an anatomy man, how do you do that really? That sort of bend, you know, that everyone should be bended from the other one, you know. Not a straight back, it has to be a round back, you know. And you know, it has to be like this. And you have to know how to do that. And then you do it the right way, and then the head comes up, you know. It's like a no-horse, you know, the head comes up, but then they come up, and the hand is here, and everything, and the feet, and the right is more, and the left is more, right is more, this one is more, everything looks perfect, is great, but it doesn't cross your mind, this concept, this context, that you are davening in a context that there is someone which is listening to you. This context doesn't cross your mind altogether. You are caught in your katnas. You are unbelievable. Then the das is not shoylet. You see, there's a very different thing. Whether the das is shoylet or this das which you thought beforehand. I know what I'm obligated to do. I have a temptation not to do it. I will do it what I'm obligated to do. That is not yet the Das of Godless. The Das of Godless gives another context. Yeah? And when you are some lev, you are able to educate your children, or you yourself, you have to first educate yourself, into that, from an old age, not a question of an old age. And that, what, you know, when I say that thing in front of people, they will tell me that you speak machshove. This whole thing that your maisim have a context today, it is something which is not real. You know that machshove maharal, or the ramchal, or all these words, you know, that's what you think. And then you think, yeah, this is from me, I'm more down to earth, it's not for me. But it's not true, that's not why these forum are not written for people which are awkward versus lunatics or things like this, you know, mashgichim balaz, you know, they're not written for those. They're not written for every single person, you know. They're written for everyone. Why they are written for everyone? Because everyone needs that his maisim should have the context, which the context will guide them, because that's what godless is. Godless is this other das, the das where it gives another context to what you are doing. You have to train yourself to that too. Think about once, which context do you work in? And when you begin to think about that, Rebbe, Zelo Mashata, Zelo. You can't be Yechid Rechebe because you were Mekind Aloha Ibazin, yeah? It's a question of which context. You see, by Tfile. Adrabah, I work my head off to be Mekind all the Halocha, but the context is gone. They're Mekotten. It's cutness, yeah? Because the Das is not Shailet Be'etzim. Yeah? There's not the Shlitas Hadas. This is not, I didn't make that up from here, this one, because that's the way Rabbi Isaac Hover looks like that. This is the difference between the Gatlas or the Ktusha and not. The Ktusha is a das which is mesader the world in a different way. That's the whole point. You have the same things you do, but you are mesader it differently. And then the Ktusha comes out. You do the same things, but you are mesader it differently. And when you only do what you are obligated, this das of being mesader the things is lacking. You are not mesader the things. You are checking up the thing. You know, pak, 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 pak. You check up, but you're not mesader it in a different way. This has a das which is mesader all the protim in a different way. And when you want to think, what is the context I do, my kiyum alochein, it is something which is scary. It's something which is not a normal thing. And by that tefillah, for example, it's abnormal. It's nicht normal. It's absurd. It's an absurdity what we're doing. That we are davening and we are working ourselves really hard to an end where the main thing is lacking simply, you know, that is cutness, that is a emergence that emerges, cutness comes out of here. Yeah, okay. So once think about it. And when you think about that, you'll see that be'etzen you educate your children from a young age towards that. Be'etzen that what always was the chinuch. That all was the chinuch. That was the simple things which the people say there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. The simple things is there is someone which is guides the world, which is told to little children. There's someone the things which you tell them. It's Gamzula Toiva and the Eibushter will tell them and things. You try always in the religion. You try to put the context in the right way. That's what you do. Is it in Mune? Is it in Tfile? Is it in Birchas Hanenin? Is it whatever it is? Yeah. This concept of a Ribbono Shel Olam by a person is always. Most of the time, it's not a abstract emunah. It's a context you work with. You know, there's someone which gave you that, and now you have to be makir teiva. Or there's someone which is listening to you. You have to speak to him. This is what the emunah is. So that's what I wanted to be mayor. And people are losing that. You see, we are over here. We very much into that we are doing the right things, and it is matzliach das doch der ganze knack. Yeah, now you see the knack because we lost the das, which is mesader, and you only stayed with a das, which this means that we do the right thing. It is matzliach. We do the right things. We do it. What do you want from me? I davened? Yes. And I was mekayim all the halachas? Yes. I was mechaven all the shemis? Yes. I was mechaven all the words? Yes. Did you think when the Boi Olam listens to you? No. So, it's doch absurdite. It's a mashu absurdipo. It's unbelievable. It's absurd, no? When I hopped that, I was shocked that I'm living in an absurd world, you know? Because this das of godless is lacking altogether. Yeah? Okay? So, let's think about that. Let's do something. You are the... I have a vat once or twice, once in 2 weeks by Chevron. I speak today the same thing in Hebrew. To the Bnei Brak. I said, not in Bnei Brak today, I'll speak the same thing. I have to think how to say it. But it's on the outskirts of the Bnei Brak. I don't know whether the Skadim were falling, where I say the Vadim or not, I'm not sure. But it's the only. I work on a different thing within the Wednesday thing. We work on But that's an issue which is very much an important issue. If we have to come to terms with it. Because otherwise we'll stay only with our katnas and being very religious, but anoshim ketanim, yeah? Without real content. Okay? That's what I wanted to begin for this sman. Whether that is interesting, yeah? A little bit being bigger, why not?
So you speak about this with children explicitly.